Bob, I'd like to kind of catapult off that last video about belief systems and turn it into another question. And that is that most of us make pretty much every decision without even realizing it. And you share that in a section in your book too, where we should start almost be making more of conscious decisions than unconscious decisions. Why is that?
Well, we make unconscious, so we make major decisions based on very limited information. And we do that because, again, it's part of survival. But it also, in many ways, serves us. If we had to stop and think critically of everything we were about to do, we probably wouldn't be able to take a step forward. You know, we'd have to think about everything. So there's a lot that is just natural to us now that again, it does serve us, and that's fine. The problem is always when being unconscious does not serve us, but instead harms us. We fill in the blanks based on our belief systems. That's also why we assume. Don Miguel Ruiz's landmark book, The Four Agreements, took a great look at assumptions and why we assume. And what he calls agreements, I call belief systems. It's what we think the world is, what we think is, what we think the truth is. So when we believe we have the truth, again, this is unconscious, where we fill in the blanks. So X happens, and in our world, X also means Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E. And so we go that way instead of thinking things out. Again, often that helps us get through the day in a productive way, but not always. And so to the degree that we can remain conscious and sort of be conscious of the fact that we're acting unconsciously, so we need to be conscious of not being conscious, that's the degree that we're going to be effective, because we are going to question premises. We're not going to just listen to what our favorite broadcaster says about a situation. Oh, that must be how it is. No, we question it. We check our premises. We ask questions. Well, why is this the truth? How did he or she come to that conclusion? Where or from whom did they learn that? And what's that person's philosophy? So to the degree that we can, again, it's not that we're going to be 100% conscious. There might be people who are like that, the enlightened, you know, people, you know, there might be one of those or two of those or three of those in the world today. I'm certainly not one of them. But we can be conscious of the fact that we're not conscious most of the time. And that way we're going to be that much more conscious.